Hello and welcome to the Autism Mums podcast.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Natalie.
We're two sisters raising autistic children who know the joy, the challenges and the everyday moments.
This is a supportive space for honest conversations, practical tips, shared strength and expert advice.
Whether you're celebrating a win, surviving a meltdown or just trying to make it through the day, we're right here with you.
Join us as we share the ups, the downs, and everything in between parenting autistic children.
Today, we're talking about something that many families find really tough. It's the Christmas season. It's a time that's meant to feel magical, but for many of our autistic children, it can actually be really overwhelming, unpredictable, and stressful.
Today, we're going to talk through some of the common challenges that come long before Christmas Day. What happens on the day itself, and what we've learned works for our families. Hopefully it helps you feel a little more understood and a little more supported this year.
For many of our children, the struggles start way before Christmas Day, when everything starts to change, routines are different, expectations, the look and the feel of a school. For one of my children, these struggles were really apparent from preschool age, and they had a lot of trauma to work through in subsequent years of, it sounds awful, doesn't it? But the trauma from Christmas, from doing Christmas at school every year.
I know it's something that you think will be really fun. And I know that's where it comes from. It comes from a place of, yeah, let's be a bit more relaxed and make it really fun for the kids in the build up to Christmas. But actually for some children, it's just horrific.
Absolutely. And for some, it is fun. I think worth acknowledging that, but for our children it's really not fun. I remember there was an instance, we went into school and they were completely off timetable and he was having so much anxiety, and I said to the TA on the door, can you tell him what to expect from the day, what have you got planned? And she said, oh, you know, lots of fun things. And I thought, we might as well just go back to the car right now. It was horrified.
Yeah, it's that not knowing what's happening, isn't it? And everything being different and looking different.
The decorations, there was one year the PTA did this lovely winter wonderland outside the school, and it was a surprise to the children as they came in, and we walked up the pavement and there's all these oohs and ahs, and there was a snow machine and people dressed up, and my son was completely white, really, really anxious. I think he made it into school, but he couldn't speak. He was just absolutely horrified by it.
Yeah. What used to upset my son was the Christmas jumper days. So not wearing a school uniform, that really upset him because, you know, when we go to school, we wear a uniform and that's just how it is. And well, why are they changing it? And that creates anxiety and uncertainty. And it's things that are supposed to be fun and that are fun for a lot of people, but not others.
Yeah. And actually, when I didn't know back then, change had such an impact. That was in my oblivious era. But actually, when you think about it, there's so much change, isn't there? Another pressure that I know my son felt was the Christmas plays every year. And that's when I noticed it at preschool. It was the first play and all the family were coming in. It was going to be in the village hall. And I know my timekeeping isn't always most amazing.
No comment.
No comment. We were not early, put it that way. We were not early. But the reason we weren't early was because he kept taking off his shepherd's costume. I kept putting it back on. He kept taking it off. And in the end, I took him to the village hall and took him to the room where all the children were and handed them the costume. And I said, I can't get him to wear it. It wasn't that he protested really loudly. He just kept taking it off. Looking back, I feel so bad about that whole event. But I remember taking my place in the audience. Were you there? Did you come?
No, not that
no, he
one.
must have been working. So it was the wider family, and he was holding on to one of the preschool workers' hands. She was lovely with him, and he was wearing his costume, and they led them around and they sat up on the stage, and I watched him just sit on the stage frozen. He didn't join in. He was supposed to do a dance. He didn't get up and do the dance. And I've just felt so awful for him. And in later years, when I knew that how much of a struggle that was for him, I look back with even more horror that he'd had to go through that. In fact, one of the mums had a recording of it that I saw a couple of years ago, and watching it back, I actually had to leave. It was from a good place. It'd been looking at, oh, how cute are they? And all I could see was just the terror in his face, and then the guilt that he'd gone through that and I hadn't known.
I think when you know years later, things look very different in there. I know I've looked back at videos and thought, oh my gosh, he's really struggling there. And I had no idea at the time. I didn't understand. But also, I think with those plays, it's something that you really look forward to as a mum and a parent, like just seeing them all cute and dressed up. And it's something that you really look forward to seeing, isn't it? And I don't think we've ever had a successful one with
No,
either of mine.
I don't. I'm not sure that we have to. I think the one in reception, I seem to remember they dressed up as animals, and that was the only one that he participated in. There wasn't a stage, so maybe that was why, but they were down on the floor just in front of us, and I think they sang a song, and I feel like he joined in, but I wouldn't want to see a video of that. I think I'd spot struggles. And that is something, from a parent's point of view, letting that go, that expectation, because no, my son never participated in any plays after that. That was it. And they used to take him out of the room. He wouldn't join in the rehearsals, and they'd give him other things to do, which is good. But he said when he was at his alternative provision, so that would have been when he was in year four, they approached me one day when they were putting the decorations up, and they said he's completely shut down, disengaged, didn't want to do it. And that was really when we began to unpick the difficulties around Christmas. So there is the decorations growing up. And again, when we put them up at home, he doesn't get involved in that. Not at all.
Right.
My daughter does, and everybody else. And he hasn't ever said anything, but I don't think he likes it very much. And they did some work with him at his alternative provision to try to unpick what the problem was around Christmas. He did mention the plays, and he said, everybody expects you to get it all right. Everybody expects you to smile. And it was all the weight of that expectation,
All those demands, isn't it?
demands, all those demands, which luckily are not there at a specialist school, but they just take some unpicking.
Yeah. And I think we've talked before about the grief and how that can come up now and again. And I think this time of year is one of those times, well, it certainly comes up a lot for me, because I think you have expectations of what life will be like, don't you, for Christmas? And it's just different. It has to be different, and you have to let go.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I think I'm at that point where I've let that go. Last year was our most successful Christmas. I would say, I don't know what your son's attendance was like in the lead up to Christmas, but actually, the last couple of years, my son was at mainstream school. He missed the last week. We just cut it. And as it was just getting more unpredictable as the term went on, he couldn't go in. So we used to start Christmas early.
Yeah, that was the same for my son, and even more so that they had put the stage up in the hall, and that's
I
where he
know.
used to have his sensory breaks. So he couldn't have his sensory breaks at all, which really upset him massively. And the only choice was outside, and it's the weather this time of year is not great. So yeah, we did. We started the holiday early.
Yeah, I think that's all you can do, and you hope that the schools understand. Certainly, when my son was in year three, year four, there was an understanding that it was difficult for whatever reason, and they accepted that he wouldn't be in those last few days.
Yeah.
How about Christmas Day?
Christmas Day is usually really tricky for us, actually. We've taken away demands such as sitting at the table for food. We don't do a roast anymore because neither of my children really like roast dinners. And my son sits on the sofa usually anyway. So, what we've done in the last, I think, 2 or 3 years is we do a buffet and then we just get bits of what everybody likes. And then they can come and they can pick at it whenever they want. And that works really well because there's no demand.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah. It's the presents that are tricky as well. I don't think we've nailed this one yet. I know there's some people who don't wrap presents, do they? They just appear, and that can help. reduce that demand, I think.
Something that we used to do that I realize now is another horrifying thing for my son was my in-laws live miles away and we don't usually see them for Christmas. So we would do a Skype call or a Zoom call with them so that they could watch the children opening their presents. Now I think, oh my goodness, the poor thing. So we put an end to that. My husband talked to them and just explained that actually that added so much stress. With, I think it's knowing how to respond to what you're opening, and that it's layered, isn't it? But I know that it doesn't work for him. We keep our Christmases separate, don't we? Because it is tricky for both families, and it's too much to join together usually on Christmas Day, unless we meet for a walk. We've done that before, haven't we? We've met for a walk, but not doing it all together with all the different needs to balance. It's too much.
We always stay at home, just us, because it's just much easier
Have
that
you
way.
had trouble with the countdown to Christmas as well, of when is Christmas? When is it going to happening with your son?
Yes, so we've been counting down in previous years from the beginning of November. So we've done a visual countdown to the advent calendar and then that countdown because he loves Christmas, absolutely loves it, gets so excited. He'll talk about it in the summer holidays and sometimes we've counted down from then. It's that build up. And then when you get there, when it's over, it's like the Christmas day is often like the catalyst for now it's over and now we can't handle it very
What
well.
does that look like? Does he get very dysregulated?
Very dysregulated, yeah, and he just needs space, time,
What do you do
you
in
know.
terms of opening the presents? Do you open them all in one go or space it out?
Well, usually they're very lucky they have so much that it takes all day to open them all or most of the day because I think they like to look at them as they go as well. So it does take a long time, but we're just led by them and what suits them if they need a break. Getting them to have some breakfast is always a tricky one, but that's helpful in helping them stay regulated.
What time do they
Yeah.
get up on Christmas Day?
Too early.
Oh,
Oh gosh, I think it was 5 o'clock last year, which I don't like. I don't like anything before six is too early. Thank you very much. Because everyone's cranky then as well. So you've got the tiredness on top of
yes.
just the usual trickiness to deal with.
Probably not the best start. We made some changes last year, so food again is a massive issue in our house. So we do tend to eat at lunchtime. So this is what worked last year. And again, food very much depends on the stress levels of the child at the time. But last year, what we did was we bought my son a Christmas gingerbread man decorated and a Christmas type brownie. It was just themed. That was his lunch. So we usually start with soup, consommé, which has a smell. That's why I mention it. So he didn't come up to the table for that. It's hard for him often to be around food. So it depends how he's feeling. But he did manage to come, eat those bits with us, and then he left. So that's our eating together. And I just took that as a win. He actually came and joined us for a few minutes and he was happy. In terms of presents, we did that slightly differently. Again, more because we were slightly experimenting with what might make it easier and what could be a potential problem, because my son doesn't always communicate what is the problem. I don't know that he can. So the children had their stockings in their bedrooms while me and mum walked the dog. Again, they're a little bit later than yours, they're older. So I think it was about 7 o'clock. And then we came back from walking the dog and about 8 o'clock went down and did the presents. And he did manage to open the presents with us, but we said to him if he preferred to open them by himself or later, that was also okay. But he opened them, but once he'd opened them, he was done. That was his social interaction was at the limit, and he took the presents off to his room and he needed to go and play his games and be on his own until lunchtime when he came down for that brief amount. And from what I remember, he dipped in and out a little bit. He came down a bit later, and we had to treat it like a normal day, really, in the way that what he can cope with on a normal day with being around people, we just had to implement that for Christmas Day. So it's changing your expectations, isn't it? And going with what the child needs rather than what that society expectation is of what Christmas Day should look like. It's doing what works for you and your family and making sure that everyone's needs are met during the day so they can all enjoy it in their own way. And I think just because it's not what you think it should be, it's not what's on the adverts, doesn't mean it's any less of a successful day for anyone if they're all being able to do what they need.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. I know with my two as well, at the moment, I'm trying to teach them to ask for space when they need it from one another because my daughter really likes a hug and she likes to get up on the sofa and sit on my son's lap. And he doesn't like hugs very much. He'll hug now and again, but not very often. So something that I've introduced recently is I've given them each a green card and a red card. So if they've got their green card next to them, they don't mind being hugged or sat next to. If they've got their red card next to them, they need space. So that's what I'm trying to teach them. And I'm going to use that over Christmas, I think, probably quite a lot, just so that they feel okay about communicating it and that it's okay to not want anyone sat next to you.
And sometimes you can't say. So I really like that idea of the cards. Just have the card there and you don't have to say anything. You don't have to explain it. It's just clear. I think I need these cards.
Yes. Yeah, it's just like a little brainwave came into my head the other day. So, yeah, that's what we're trying at the moment.
I like it. So if your son is feeling really overwhelmed and dysregulated, what are some of the things that you would do on Christmas Day?
We will get outside is usually a good thing. So go for a walk, maybe take a new toy to the nearby field, go to the play area so he can run around, get some fresh air. That always helps. Or just offer him space in his room. He often likes to play with his older toys, not the new ones. I think it helps him feel a bit more secure. So suggest that he plays with something he's familiar with rather than the new shiny things.
That sounds good.
Oh, and another tip, always have batteries. Always have the batteries. That's always something that comes up, isn't it? You get the new toy and they don't have the batteries, and then the disappointment, and then that can also lead to dysregulation if they can't play with it straight away. So try to make sure we've got all of the necessary batteries needed in.
That's a good tip. What about the events leading up to Christmas? Do you go to any Christmas fairs?
Yeah, we pick and choose carefully. So he loves to go to them, but he doesn't cope so well with them because they are very busy and there's not really anything he can do. You can't really get around that too easily, apart from going early or going late. So we do go to some. We always go to the garden centre, don't we, all together.
We
That
do.
can be a tricky one because they have a Christmas display and they have these singing penguins.
I knew you were going to say the penguins, these massive
Singing penguins.
penguins.
They're quite funny, but my children absolutely hate them and find them really, really scary.
And you have to
So
walk past them, don't you, on the
there's no
route?
way of avoiding them, is there? We're due to go this weekend, aren't we? And I've prepped them as much as I can about the singing penguins. And my son's decided he's going to cover his face and run, and I'll carry my daughter through. So we'll see how that goes. But I like to do that event though, because it is really fun, and
It's nice
they
to
do
do it.
enjoy it.
Yeah, it's nice to do it with all the family. But what we do is we go really early, don't we? We go for when it opens and we plan. Once you're in there, it's a route around the Christmas display. So you really have to follow it through. So we plan to go around once, and once is enough. So mine always chooses a Christmas decoration each that they can put on the tree, which is also going up this weekend. But my son will start struggling if it's busy. That's what he really can't cope with. Last year, though, we managed to go to the cafe for cake, didn't we? Once we looked around, and again, quite early, so that was dealable with. We've tried having picnics in the car, haven't we, to try to avoid the cafe when it was busy. But then my son couldn't cope with anybody else eating next to him these horrific foods in such close proximity. So we don't do that anymore. But the cafe works if it's early and not busy.
Yeah, I do remember we were kept waiting quite a long time last year, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
We always bring the devices, don't we? So they've got iPads and also the ear defenders to block out the noise.
Yes, we always have our kit of everything that could be needed. It's a dicey kind of outing, isn't it? It is one that has a lot of could go wrongs, but we just try to keep it really short, don't we? So just that look round, go to the cafe. If the cafe's late, they've got devices, they can switch off for a bit. And then we go home because it's about a 40-minute drive away, isn't it, as well? So,
Yeah, and if the cafe isn't doable, if one of them's struggling, then we just won't do it. That'd be
no,
it, you know. Yeah.
just abandon it. That's actually all we're planning to do in terms of Christmas things just this year. I'm not even going to try fairs because I took my daughter to a nice market. She can cope in that situation just about. It wasn't busy, but one of the normal fairs that I know we were talking about, one of the schools, we're not going to do because it's just too horrendous. It's not
Yeah.
enjoyable.
No, it was really, really busy last year, and they couldn't see Father Christmas because I didn't realize we had to book. And that was a big issue. And it just gets really hot. And yeah, it's just too
Yeah.
much. Do you know what? I struggle with it too, to be honest.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's being okay with not doing some of the things that you might feel pressured to do, just to know that it's okay to do what works for you and your children.
Yeah, thinking back to Christmas Day, we love to watch films, or I love to watch films. And that's something that both children really struggle with, probably because my youngest is too young really to sit through a film. But my oldest really doesn't like films. He finds the emotion of them too tricky, I think. Everything's really magnified for him. So around Christmas time, that's something that I really miss. And I deal with it. We're trying to get the films in when I can. So when they're asleep, I'll try and watch a film to just get in the ones that make it feel Christmassy for me so that I don't miss out.
That's a good idea. Yeah, my son isn't a big one for sitting down and watching films. It's got to be something that he really, really wants to watch. And if we are going to try that, he needs a lot of fidget toys and he will often need to have his device as well. He finds it ever so hard just to sit still for a couple of hours. Sometimes we can do the cinema, which I know we've talked about before, but generally at home, no, it's not easy. So I would do the same as you.
It's funny, isn't it? Because films for us growing up were a big part of Christmas, weren't they?
They
Films and
were.
sitting down reading books, and it all looks very different these days, but you know.
Neither of my children, they'll be horrified by that, but I usually do because they need their space. I usually get a little bit of time to read a new book over Christmas as they're a bit older and go and shut themselves away for a bit. And then just, as I said, dip in and out. So you'll probably find as they get older, it will be easier to accommodate everybody.
Fingers crossed. If you're listening to this and feeling overwhelmed about the season, please know you're not alone. So many autistic children struggle with the change, and so many parents are walking the same path.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to hear from you and know what helps your family. Do come over and share it with us on Instagram or on our Facebook page. And if this episode was helpful, it'd be great if you would share it with another parent or carer who might need that reassurance today. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Thanks for joining us today on the Autism Mums podcast.
We hope you have found a little support, a little solidarity, and a reminder that you are not in this alone.
If you enjoyed the episode, we'd love it if you'd follow the show and share it with another parent or carer who might need to hear it.
And if you've got a story or a moment you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you at www.theautismmums.com.
Until next time, take care.